Foxton Readers Level 1. Wimbledon by Kelly Townley. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Serena and Nadal were on a plane to London. Nadal was very excited. He had a guidebook with lots of facts about the United Kingdom, UK, in it. He enjoyed reading it on the plane. "Which countries are in the UK?" he asked Serena. Serena did not answer. She was tired, and she wanted to sleep. "They are England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland," said Nadal. "What is the capital of England?" Serena did not answer. "It is London," said Nadal. "How many languages are there in London?" Serena did not answer, because she was tired and wanted to sleep. "There are 300," said Nadal. "It has the most. No other city has more." "Do you know how to say, 'Please be quiet, I am trying to sleep,' in English?" Serena said to Nadal. "Yes," said Nadal. "I do." Then he read her another fact. After the plane landed, everybody got up. Serena and Nadal got their bags to leave the plane. There was a queue, so they waited. "I am very excited because we are in the UK," said Nadal. Serena was less excited. "I am tired because of the travelling," said Serena. "I am excited about the hotel." They got off the plane. There was rain. "How exciting," said Nadal. "It is raining." Serena was less excited because she was wet. "But it is summer," she said. "Summer is hot." "The guidebook says it often rains in the UK," said Nadal. "In summer too." Serena was wet and tired. She did not want to hear any more facts. They went inside the airport. After they showed their passports, they got a taxi. The taxis were outside the airport. They got a taxi to their hotel because it was far away. Their hotel was in London. London is a very big city. They arrived at their hotel. It was in the centre of the city. Their room was on the top floor, so it had a good view. Nadal looked out of the window. He was very excited. "I can see the River Thames," he said. "I can see Big Ben and the Tower of London. I can see big red buses." Serena was less excited. She sat down and took off her shoes. Her feet hurt, because they travelled a long way today. On the table there was some tea and coffee. "The guidebook says everybody in the UK drinks tea," said Nadal. "Would you like a cup of tea?" "Do they have coffee?" asked Serena. "Yes, but we are in the UK, so we should drink tea," said Nadal. After Nadal made some tea, he read the guidebook again. "What will we do in London?" he said. He started to make a list of things to do in London. He wanted to go to Big Ben and the Tower of London. He wanted to go on a big red bus. He wanted to walk by the River Thames. Serena was tired, so she wanted a cup of coffee and a nice hot bath. Serena took her tea and went to have a bath. When Serena came back, Nadal was very excited. He had a surprise for her. Serena loved tennis, so this was a good surprise. "What is this?" she said. "It is a surprise," said Nadal. "Open it." Serena opened the surprise. It was 2 tickets to Wimbledon. She squealed with joy before jumping into Nadal's arms. After she jumped into his arms, she gave him a big kiss. "The guidebook says Wimbledon is a famous tennis competition," said Nadal. "It happens every year in London and is the oldest tennis competition in the world." But Serena did not listen. She was too excited.